Well, the Melbourne Cup, first Tuesday in November. The order of entry came out, the first one yesterday, and it placed a horse called Magic Circle, number 10. It's trained by Ian Williams. It's won its last two runs, the Chester Cup and a race, a Group 3 race at Sandown. It's owned by a gentleman who has been to Melbourne on three previous occasions. He owned Mount Athos. He stayed up late in England to have a chat with us. We've kept him off the red wine. He tweeted overnight, "I'll keep off the red wine until he comes on and has a chat with us on Sky Sports Radio." Dr. Marwan Kukash, good evening, your time.
And good morning to you, your time. How are you?
Excellent. We can't wait to get all these international...
Did you deprive me of my red wine tonight?
No, I knew following your little tweets overnight that you've stuck away from the red wine until after this interview.
Yeah, it's the longest I've waited in an evening for a red wine, so I'll make it for it after our little chat.
Fantastic. No, well, we thank you for having a word with us, and we can't wait to see Magic Circle in Melbourne.
And I can't wait to get there, mate. I love Australia. I love Melbourne. I love being involved in the Melbourne Cup. It's everyone's dream. You know, every owner dreams about having a runner in the Melbourne Cup. And I've been fortunate enough to have three runners previously and to be able to go back for the first time, but not just to participate, but with a genuine chance of winning it.
What makes the race, the Melbourne Cup, so special now around the world and to you, Marwan?
Mate, you are an Australian and you should know the answer. Melbourne Cup is the biggest race. It's actually the biggest, for me, it's the biggest show on earth. It's absolutely fantastic. And it's not just a race, you know, of 5-6 minutes. It's the whole week of activities prior to the race that goes on that makes it so special. And people in Melbourne and in Australia in general, you know, they show you how important the race to them. So it makes all, you know, it's very, very exciting just to take part in the race.
I know
you
said...
I've been fortunate enough to race all around the world, whether it's Ascot, Dubai, Hong Kong, Japan, and I tell you this, mate, there's nothing, nothing better than being in Melbourne.
Understand. You mentioned you've been there with three runners previously, but can you relate to Magic Circle? What sort of a chance are you giving this horse if he travels well?
Well, mate, I brought in Mount Athos 3-4 years ago when we finished third, and I thought, we had a genuine chance then of winning it. But for me, Magic Circle is a better horse than Mount Athos. And I'm not sure whether your listeners or yourself have seen the last two races for him, the Chester Cup and the race at Sandown. The manner in which he won, mate, you could have bought 5, 6, 7 kilos more on him and he would have still won quite easily. I mean, for a Melbourne Cup, you need a horse that can travel into the race and finish strongly. The turn of foot in him is absolutely amazing. And for me, he's an ideal Melbourne Cup horse.
That was the one thing, Marwan, that came through to me, and I know many other people that have watched the last two, is just that turn of speed that the horse has got at the end of his races.
Yeah, it's amazing, mate. Absolutely amazing. To be honest, he surprised me. Listen, when we bought the horse, we knew a little bit about it, and, you know, my target then was to try to win the Chester Cup and then the Melbourne Cup. And... to be honest, I don't think he had a good ride in the Chester Cup, but the way he finished, picked up, you know, the last furlong or two is absolutely amazing. The turn of foot and the speed in him was amazing. And, okay, he's done it at Chester with handicappers, but to go and do the same against the group horses stand down made me think, well, maybe... And maybe this is the horse for me. This is the horse that's going to deliver the cup.
Marwan, has Magic Circle even surprised his trainer, Ian Williams, with those two wins?
Yeah, he has, mate. We knew we had the horse with us that could, you know, win the Chester Cup and maybe, you know, be a participant in the Melbourne Cup down the road. But he surprised us to the point where we truly believe that we are capable of winning the cup.
So what is the plan? He's going into quarantine.
At the end of this month, and I think he's coming into this the second shipment, and he will travel on the 12th of October, I believe, to Melbourne. We've decided not to have a run, after stand down, because we needed to protect his handicap mark and his best run at Chester. When he ran at Chester, he didn't run the brief for 7-8 months. So he could run very well fresh. So that was always the plan. And we didn't need to run him again, because after stand down, we knew he will get into the cup, and we didn't need to go and move it ourselves again. So now it's all about, getting there on the day. Hopefully he'll travel well. We'll get a decent draw. And listen, I've got my winning outfit ready. I've even been shopping for it. My tie and my tongue.
I've been very nervous about talking about this, but you're very keen
Why, mate? It's going to happen.
If you win the Melbourne Cup, you're going to do the presentation in a thong.
In a thong. But listen, mate, can I clarify something? You also called a thong is something you wear on your feet, right?
Yeah.
Like a flip-flop?
Yep.
A thong here in England is a modest piece of underwear.
Yes.
Just capable of covering your private part. So that's what I'm referring to as thong. So, yes, I think the guys that we are Victoria are going to be very nervous, but they should, mate, it'll be fun. I'm going to do it. That's what I'm going to do. I'll go and receive the cup just wearing my thong and my tie.
Well, it'll be a sight to see. I hope for your sake it's happening, because that'll mean you've won the Melbourne Cup. Hey, you've locked in an Australian jockey as well, Corey Brown?
Yeah, Corey Brown, mate. Him and his agent know the form very well. They're very clever people. And the way they must have watched the race, and they knew they've got an opportunity here. Let's jump on the horse now, secure the horse, because he's a horse that's definitely capable of winning the Melbourne Cup. You don't often see people like Corey jumping on a horse 2-3 months before the race. That tells you something.
Yeah, it certainly does, the way that he acted so promptly after that last win. Hey, those weights came out earlier this week too. I should mention you got the 56 kilos. Were you satisfied? Did you think you were going to get around that?
We thought we were going to get around the 54 and a half to 55. But yep. As I understand it, the weights were raised all over.
Yeah.
They didn't have a horse that was capable of carrying 58. So they raised all the horses, the weights on all the horses. So what you'll probably end up with is a cup with a minimum weight of 54 kilos to 58. And we're very comfortable with that being 56. I think it's an ideal weight. When you look around what's around you, you see the horses that's carrying 55 or even the ones 54. And for me, I think we are far superior than them, than the weight we're carrying the 1 or 2 kilos more than them. So I'm quite happy with the weight.
We can't wait for it, Owen. We'll stay in contact, but the latest from Ian Williams with the horse is all good?
Mate, it's all good. The horse is in great form. I saw it last week, and he looked absolutely fantastic. And I can't genuinely, I've raced all over the world, whether it's Dubai, Japan, Hong Kong, America, Ireland, Ascot. Melbourne is the place where I look forward to going and race more than anywhere else in the world.
Well, we can't wait
and
to
I love
see
your red wine as well.
Well, your red wine, I better let you go. You're anxious. It's late night, and you better go and have a glass of red wine before you go. Hey, you've got it all. You've got the presentation in a thong, which means not a lot on, along with a tie. But you've also got that slang. You're calling me mate. You've really got it down, Marwin.
I have, mate. And if we all get together in Australia, in Melbourne, and have a glass of red, I believe you have a good red wine there.
We got red wine.
You're not a commercial station, or not commercial interview now, but there's a couple of red wines I love over there.
Yeah, no, there's plenty of beautiful red and white wines in Australia for sure. Hey, Marwin, thank you for staying up. Go and enjoy your red wine and your glass tonight, and we look forward to seeing the horse when it gets into Melbourne.
Definitely, mate. Definitely. You take care.
Bye-bye. Good on you.